Our colleague Alex Chadwick is away this week, but before he left, he met with Army Captain Phil Carter. Phil recently returned from a one-year tour of duty in Iraq.
Madeline, a little more than a year ago, I came down here to this street in Santa Monica to meet Phil Carter and have a cup of coffee and talk about going to Iraq. Phil, you know, is the writer for Slate magazine. He's an attorney and a sometime contributor to Day to Day on legal matters and military matters. And Day to Day has asked him to write down some of the lessons that he thinks he has drawn from a year of military service in Iraq. Phil Carter, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex. It's good to be back.
You know, I asked you to think about the lessons of Iraq because I haven't been there. And as much reporting as I've done through conversations and talking to people, I still don't feel that I have a real sense of what it is. I actually arbitrarily said, Phil, can you come up with 10 lessons? And you sent me a list. Let's go.
Okay. Lesson one, treat every day in Iraq as if it was your first. Never get complacent. Lesson two, most Iraqis like us, but they also want us to go home. The Iraqis have known nothing but hardship and deprivation for the last 25 years, first in the war with Iran, then the first Gulf War, then the sanctions from the U.S. and international community, and now this war. And they're really tired, and I think even though they respected us and they enjoyed working with us, they wanted their country back, and they wanted some measure of peace and stability.
Lesson number three.
Arabic is more important than gunnery for a soldier in Iraq, particularly an advisor like me. The corollary to this is that diplomacy is more important than force, but you must always be ready to use force.
You were an advisor. Were you using force?
We were attacked on a number of occasions, and we obviously had to defend ourselves, but we learned the important lesson that force creates more enemies than it removes, and for every one insurgent you kill, you create maybe 10 or 20 Iraqis with blood debts against the U.S.
I should note that you were not living on an American military base. You were in the town of Bakuba, about 40 miles north of Baghdad. You lived in this town with an Iraqi unit in a kind of a fortified compound, but not in an actual military fortress of any kind.
Right. And this, I think, really enabled us to do our jobs better because we were so close with our Iraqi counterparts and with the people, and when their water supply went out, ours went out too, or when their prayer calls went out at night, we heard them too, and we really became enmeshed in the society of Bakuba, and I think that made us more effective.
Lead from the front, Phil. What do you mean by that? This is your rule number seven.
I really mean that leaders should share the sacrifices that and the risks that their soldiers take. My colonel was a great guy at doing this. He was always up on the roof at night. He was always out on missions, and it was a very inspiring kind of leadership. When you see your boss going through the same hardships as you, it really makes you respect them more and want to follow them and want to be inspired by them.
And you also say in this same lesson, tell your troops why they are here, explain the mission. Is that something you felt you needed to do, really?
It is. I think maybe now more than ever, with so many questions about the war here on the home front, it's important for soldiers to hear from their leaders why they are facing such hardships. And it's important for their families to know it, too.
When you say in your rule number nine, write to your friends and family often so that you become the source of news for them rather than CNN or the other news media, including NPR, what is it you think news reports don't get about Iraq?
I think the news presents an accurate picture. The violence does happen, but what they miss is the 90 or 95% of the time that we spend doing our missions and not in harm's way or not in violent confrontations. And so if you talk to your family often, you can convey that normalcy that exists. But if you let your family get their opinions about Iraq from the news, I think their picture will be distorted.
And finally, lesson number 10.
War changes you. War changes you in ways that you can't really appreciate, I think, even afterwards. And I'm still learning to live with those changes. but I have to learn to accept them, and I can't fight them.
Army Captain Phil Carter, discharged now, we'll note. No longer Army Captain, on active duty anyway, but back here in the country. Phil, welcome back, and thank you again.
Thanks, Alex. It's good to be back.
Let me just note that that entire list, Phil Carter's 10 Lessons from Iraq, is at our website, npr.org.
And thanks to Alex Chadwick for that interview.